Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
It's the Bert Show.
Segment hasn't even started yet, and Abby's already fat shaming Jackson.
What's new?
Who isn't fat? What is? There's got to be a term for that when you fat shame somebody that's not fat.
That's why it's funny.
I think what Abby wants it to be called is a joke. Ha ha, laugh funny, whimsy.
So funny, Abby. So funny.
You laughed. I literally said the joke and you cackled, and Kristen cackled next to you, and then she had to repeat the joke to Bert, who then in turn also cackled.
You missed me wiping the tears away from my eyes.
It was funny.
All right. Enough about your cankles. All right. So what's going on? Why is there tension in the youth group now? Personality hires. What's up?
Yeah. Jackson has been PMSing for like the last week and a half. Every time I go back there, normally he's in like the best mood and I'm the doom and gloom. I'm like, everything is awful. The world is burning. Everything's on fire. What are we going to do? And he's like, it's going to be fine.
Has anybody done that parody song yet?
What?
Everything is awful.
Everything is
burning to the ground.
I don't know, but I'm about to.
The Bert Show won't be around.
Yeah, I'm like, everything is awful. I'm just like one of those little Lego guys running around being like, everything is terrible. And he's always like, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine. But the last week and a half, Mans has been like in the worst mood. He's like sitting over there on his maxi pad being like, wow, life is terrible.
And he's one of the few with a job lined up.
And I literally said that. I was like, why are you mad? You're like the only person out of all of us that's leaving here employed. And I was talking about, you know, all the possibilities that are happening. I'm talking about all the interviews I have and all the things that are changing for me job wise and what that might look for us in the personality hires. And I said, you know, we might have to do Riverside FM, which is like that recording thing for podcasting, if I move to X, Y, and Z city. And Jackson just does like this slow turn in his little wheelie chair. And I can hear the creak of the chair. That's how slow he's moving. It's like,
well, he's also heavy now.
He's also massive. And then he just looks me dead in the face and goes, no, you can't do that. And I was like, what do you mean I can't do that? That's what we're going to do. He's like, you're going to have to fly your ass up here once a month and we're going to have to record personality hires in bulk. And I look at him, I'm like, do you know how much plane tickets cost? We're going to be in the red. We're making $0 off this podcast and you want me to spend $300 to fly once a month? I don't even have a job yet. And he's like, well, that's just what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to fly up back and forth or we're kicking you off the podcast.
Oh, damn.
And I look at him and I go full Kim Kardashian. I go, I pretty much started this entire family. Everyone is here because of me. Jackson wouldn't be here if I wasn't paranoid that he was going to take my spot because he was more diverse than me. And Mikey's here because I feel like I've mentored him and I really pushed for him to get this job in the promotions department. You all should be thanking me. And here you are ousting me from this family that I filed with the IRS.
Look, there's a fundamental flaw in personality hires right off the bat from the guy that's been doing morning shows his entire life. When you have a morning show or a team that is like the Jack and Bert show or the whatever and whatever show, if it's a 50-50 decision making, it never works out. You guys need a final filter decision maker or it is going to be a mess.
And it's me.
And good luck finding that.
Can the can the listeners vote on who they think it should be?
I think the person who came up with the name of the podcast should get to be the final name of who gets to be a part of Personality Hires.
Because we have a good old-fashioned power struggle going on right here.
Jackson, why can't she not do it remotely? That's the beauty of technology with Zoom and also with Google Meet, and we did it for over a year during the pandemic. Like, you can do a podcast
virtually.
No,
it'll look terrible.
Thank you, Cassie.
You're welcome. As a representative, if I say no, you're going to have to fly in every weekend or you're out.
We have other shows that do this, don't we?
I'm kidding. It looks better when they're all in one spot, though. But yeah, we do have other shows that do it. Yeah. You would be able to do it fine. You won't be as successful as you'd like, but I mean, go for it.
We don't even have a studio. Where are we going to record anyway?
We're getting a studio set up. We've already talked about this. This has all been in the works. And I think you just caught me at a bad time. Yes, it's true. Over the last week or so, I've been in a bit of mood, I think. And, you know, just with everything going on with the show, and I feel like it's all just sort of starting to catch up to me, and I'm usually a positive light around here, and I've been trying to talk Abby off the ledge for the last month, and over the last week, the rules have kind of reversed a little bit, and when you came to me and said that, it was also on the heels of me being frustrated with you over some other things that were happening, and so this just the nail in the coffin, and I said, that sounds like a you problem, but you got to come report here.
What were those things?
What you were mad about? So it's Friday at 10:37, and I've just put my laptop away. I'm about to go get myself an Aperol spritz and kick off the weekend. And Jackson, I hear him running down the hall.
With those big, heavy footsteps. Now that he's put on no weight at all.
And he's like,
wait, her water's quaking. She can see the ripples in her water.
My Godzilla is running down the hall from the break room. And he's like, wait, you need to record this spot. And I'm like, what do you mean record this spot? It's Friday. I'm going home. I've just packed up. I've had this entire week to record spots, and you're going to tell me as I'm pressing the button of the elevator that I need to record something. So anyway, I'm a good coworker. I'm a team player. I go back and I record the segment. And then because it's Friday and I was partaking in Friday activities, I didn't edit it, which you were more than welcome to. You have access to the skimmer if you really needed to edit it and submit it. And then I submitted it Monday morning.
This is good stuff.
Here's the thing, okay? Yep. I understand that I came to you late on getting this ad readout. I completely recognize this. I came in and I said, I am so sorry that I'm asking you to do this, but can you take 120 seconds of your time to record this very simple read that you have done time and time again, wouldn't have taken you any time at all, and I apologize profusely.
Which I did. I did that 120 seconds, and I recorded it.
I asked you two simple favors. I said, can you record this for me, and can you collab on the Personality Hires post for people that are voting on our cover art? And you were like, fine, whatever.
Children, one at a time.
I told you,
let them go.
I told you to your ugly ass mustache that I would not be collaborating on that post because it doesn't go with my Instagram feed. It doesn't fit the aesthetic.
You did not say that. You came up to me and you just had a ton of attitude and you were like, I'll record this mod, but I'm not going to repost it. And I thought you were kidding. And so I said, okay, fine. And I was running to go catch a flight, okay? But then when on my way out, I realized that I left my AirPods here in the studio. So I come running back. Abby's coming down the elevator. And I said, hey, thank you so much for recording that spot. Do you need me to edit it? And you said, I got it.
I will send it to you.
And I said, okay, please just make sure you send this to me by the end of the day. And you said, okay, got it. Hours later, I'm on the flight and I'm waiting for an email. Hours later, I'm waiting for the flight and I'm waiting. I'm off the flight and I'm waiting for an email. So then I text her and I say, hey, where's that spot? And you send me a GIF of being upset. And I said, please just send me the ad. Just send me the ad. No response. Zero response.
I'm coming down the stairs from the elevator after taking 3 more minutes out of my Friday that should have been doing alcohol shots in my apartment.
Yep.
And I come down and I go, I'm not editing that. You do it if you wanted.
You never said that.
I literally did.
No.
Abby, because then you looked to me and you're like, I'm catching a flight. And then me, being a team player, do not rewrite history. This is what men have been doing for centuries.
This is out of control.
They've been taking their history books and they've been editing what actually happened. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? Yep. I will edit it. And then it was my fault. I went home Friday. I'm going through some stuff. I'm unemployed. I had job applications to do. And then you text me while I'm out to drinks with Bert and I'm crashing out about something. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to the bar.
And all you needed to tell me was, hey, I don't have time anymore. Can you pull it for me? And I would have done that. So then Monday comes around and I say, hey, where's the spot? And you say, I'll go do it. And then I'm waiting. And then you come back to my office like an hour later. And I said, hey, where's the spot? And you said, I will send it to you right now. And then you said, it's on the skimmer. You can just pull the audio yourself and edit it. And then I was like, okay, I didn't even know that it wasn't even edited at this point. So then finally you did it with a sad face when you sent it to me.
What a mess this is going to be. What a mess.
What's insane is you're worried about not having a job, but you refuse to promote your podcast on your Instagram feed because it doesn't fit with your aesthetic.
I shared it on my Instagram story, but I didn't want it on the feed. It can't go next to all of my hot grease photos. It's just me in the office with these people who are ousting me from this podcast.
Look, this kind of tension doesn't just have to be here. You guys can listen to this every week on their podcast. Somebody give it a plug.
The Personality Hires, wherever you get your favorite podcast.
This is going to be
For now.
Unless you get your podcast on Instagram, don't go to Abby's page because it won't be there.
This is going to be a very weird way for me to end this segment based on the beginning of the segment.
Okay.
But you earned your Heath bar.
It's the Burt Show.